Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Now the title of today's message is A Word to the Wise. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 9, reading verses 9 and 10. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Says, give instruction to a wise man, a wise person, he will get wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in knowledge, in learning. He will just grow, for he has taken to that which is true. Then he will grow in it. And so we're looking at a word to the wise. That God is saying to us that his word is given to the wise. What wise? Jesus says there were 10 virgins. 5 wise, 5 foolish. Who were the wise one? Those who took to the word. Who knew that the word of God was for keeping. So they kept the word. Where? In their heart, in their vessel. Do you know that we are vessels? That were built, created to be a vessel, to house the Spirit of God, to house the Word of God. He said this word is to the wise. Then the foolish did not take to it. Though he said, my son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways. That the Word of God, he says to the wise. You know, he says that the fool has said in his heart that there's no God. There's no place for his word, is what he's saying. He told Adam, he gave him his word. He says, see that you don't eat from this tree of knowledge of good and evil. Adam did not keep the word, and he died. When you say a word to the wise, it means there is a danger ahead. And God is giving that word to avert that danger, to avert the trouble. And so the saying goes, that when you say a word to the wise, it means take to this saying. If you take to this saying, then you are wise. And so God is saying to us that give instruction to a wise man, he will take to it. He will receive it. Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, if we go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, reading verse 15 of it, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Wonderful. It says from childhood Timothy has known the holy scriptures, that the holy scriptures is able to make him wise unto salvation. That this wisdom he's talking of is wisdom to be saved from danger, from trouble, from falling. That is the purpose of the scriptures. That the scripture is given to make us wise unto salvation. That is to save us. And that from a child he had known the scriptures. And that the scripture of God is given for instruction. That's why he said in verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That this is the reason why the scripture is given. It's given to make us wise. What sort of wisdom? The wisdom of God. And that he sent his word to heal us and deliver us. Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 8, the Lord sent a word into Jacob, and it hath lighted upon Israel. Say, the Lord sent a word. What word? His word. Into Jacob. You know what he's saying? The word he gave to Moses. He said he sent a word into Jacob, and he has lighted upon Israel. That's what Isaiah, the prophet, said. Now hear what the Apostle Peter said in Acts chapter 10, from verse 36. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. You see, Isaiah the prophet says that the Lord sent a word into Jacob. He lighted upon Israel. Apostle Peter saying that the word which God sent to the children of Israel, that means it's known that this word, that what he sent is Jesus Christ, and he is Lord of all. He's the Lord. He told Nicodemus in verse 37, that word I say you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Don't you see that he is the healer? He says, I am the Lord that healed thee, that he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. That this word is Christ. He's Christ. That the word of God is Jesus Christ, which he gave to Moses to give to the Israelites. And that he lighted upon them. Hear what Moses said in Deuteronomy chapter 32 concerning his people. Reading verse 18 of it. Of the rock that begeth thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee. He says they forgot God that formed them. That rock. He said that rock that followed them 40 years in the wilderness was Christ. Moses was speaking of their departing from the truth way ahead, being a prophet of the Lord. That they forsook, they left the rock. What rock? The word. The word he sent into Jacob. He said they have abandoned the word. What word? The Holy Bible. But he said, let the same mind which was in Christ be in you. That he is mindful of his word. He is speaking to us concerning his word. That is a word to the wise. Take it to your mind. Look at verse 29 of the Deuteronomy 32. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their later end. He said, oh, that they were wise. He sent his prophets to them early, warning them, take to the word. It's a word to the wise. They will not take to him until they find themselves in Babylon when they were captured. Then they remember Zion. He sent to us today that there's a word to the wise. What word? That the word of God in the Bible is to he that is wise. What makes us wise? When we take to it. He says, I wish they were wise. Say they were not wise. The people were not wise. They did not know that it is this word that fought Pharaoh and delivered them from Egypt. That it is this word to the wise that opened the Red Sea. That it is his word that fed them 40 years in the wilderness. It is his word that kept them all through that terrible wilderness. It is his word that brought down the walls of Jericho. It is his word that opened the river Jordan for them to pass through on the dry ground. That word is God. He said in the beginning was the word. Where is God? God is in his word. Where is that word? He gave it to us in the Bible. That in the beginning was this word of God in the Bible. This word of God was with God. And this word of God is God himself. That's where it began. that everything we see that is created was created by this invisible God. By his word, where the heavens created and the host of it, by the breath of his mouth. That's whom he is. And that we should be mindful of him. That his word is to the wise. That he is saying to us that the Israelites of old was, for example, to give us an example, that after he brought them out of Egypt, he wanted to bring them to himself, to enter into the word, and the word will enter into them. But he said they were not mindful of the rock that begat them. And so they perished in the wilderness. That it is this word, a word to the wise he gave to Noah in the days of Noah. And Noah was speaking to the people, but they did not take to the word. They were not wise. That the word of God is to the wise. What word? The word in the Bible. There is nothing else needful except the word of God. And that this word of God is able to keep you from falling. He's able to keep you to the end. It's everyone that come to God by him, he will save them. And that this Savior is his word, not another. This word, Apostle Peter said to Cornelius, you know. Do the world not know that the Bible is the word of God? They do. But he said, that's not all. Take to him that he is the word, a word to the wise. That my son, keep me. If you love me, Jesus says, keep my word. The heaven and earth shall pass away, but this word that proceeded from my mouth cannot pass away. They are real. They are living. They are spirits. And that this word is given to us to deliver us. To free us from every trouble. He's able to keep us from every danger that is coming. And that this word is this Bible. And that the word has been taught that to be wise is self-development. Through human development, we become wise. There's nothing farther from the truth than that. That wisdom that comes from human development is not the wisdom of God. James spoke of that wisdom. He says that wisdom of self-development and pride in self is earthly, is of men, is of senses, human senses, and is devilish, is demonic. That is not what God is saying. What is God is saying to us that there is a wisdom. That wisdom is to believe in the only wise God. If you want to believe in his word, and that word, he said, you know. Where is that word given to us in the Bible? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, reading from verse 19. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this word? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the word by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Amen. It says, as it is written, where is the wise? That God has made the wisdom of men foolish. That through that wisdom they couldn't find God. It pleased the Father that through the preaching of the Bible, preaching the word, the truth of Christ is manifest. That he is speaking of his word, not of flesh and blood. That the Greek, they are seeking after God through wisdom. He's talking of human beings, those, the Gentiles. They want to find out God through searching. You can find out God that way. The Jews, they're looking for a sign. Say, no other sign will be given unto them except this sign of Jonah, that as he was in the fish belly, 3 days and three nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. That we preach Christ crucified, died, buried, on the third day was raised again by the spirit of holiness that was in him. Who is this Christ? The Word. that who was made flesh, the Word. Who was crucified, the Word of God. Who was raised on the third day, this Word of God. And therefore, he said, they stumbled at the Word, being disobedient, where they were appointed, seeing that they have rejected this stone, this rock, that they were not mindful of him. That if we are mindful of him, we will not stumble. We will see him. We will not stumble at the Word. We will know him, the only true God, and Jesus only has sent. That he is the Word that God has sent. That Jesus Christ is that Word. But he said, we already have the Bible. But Peter said, that Word you have is Christ. That Word you are quoting is the Christ. What is remaining to believe in him? That this Word that God sent to us, he so loved us, he gave us his Word. He said, keep him. And that this Word is my Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear you him. And that this is the wisdom of God. That when we believe in this Christ, in this Bible, in this Word of God, that he is the Son of God, he said, you become wise. What kind of wisdom? The wisdom of God. That he is the only wise God. He says, faith in this Word of God is freedom, is salvation. That if we now believe that this Word he sent is his Son, then we shall be delivered. We are freed because this Word is the truth. This Word is himself. Now he said, as many as receive him, to them he gave power to them. But he says the Jews are looking for signs. They're looking for, where is this God? Though he spoke to them on Mount Sinai, they heard the voice of his Word, but they didn't believe that God is Word. You can't measure him. You can't see him. You can hear the sound thereof. And then he spoke and it was done. He remains so. He has been so from eternity. And he will always be so. And he says, if you come to him, the first thing you have to do is to believe that he is God. And then he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. That this Word is to the wise. That there's nothing else that is coming. That Christ is whom God gave to us. And that this Christ, God has committed everything to him, his hand. That everything God has, he has given to us in writing, in the Bible. And that if we turn to these scriptures, we'll find God. We will know him, he said. He said, you will know the truth. The truth will set you free. You will know the true God and whom you should serve. That we are to serve this living Word of God. We are to turn to him. We are to receive him because this wisdom of God is given to us. He says that if any one of you lack wisdom, ask from God, who gives freely. He does not withhold. Once you come to him, he says he will load you with his wisdom, meaning he will give you life so that you can have him and have him more abundantly. You'll be receiving him more and more. Jesus says, his out of your belly will be flowing the rivers of living water. He was talking of the spirit of the Bible. That will be filled with him. And he cannot lie. And that his Word is sent to us, is given to us to receive him. God did not give his Word so that we push it to the side. No. He said he gave us the Word in the Bible so that we will receive him. He will abide in us, then we can come to God boldly that we have received your Son as you commanded us. And that this Son of God is the freedom. That if anyone be in Christ, he is a new being. The old things have passed away, all things have become new. And that it is him we are to turn to. We should not come to God in another way. We should come to God by his Word that I am the door to life, to the living God. That if anyone come by me, he shall be saved. That we are to come by the Word, not through the flesh. That flesh and blood cannot be born again. That he said, being born again by the Word of God that abided forever. That is, we are to be born again unto God through what means? Through the Bible. We are to receive him. When we receive him, he gives us that ability to deal with God. See what the psalmist says concerning him, Psalm 119. If we read from verse 97. Oh, how love I the Lord. It is my meditation all the day Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. He said, I understand more than the ancient, because I have kept the ancient of days. He says, thou, in verse 98, thou through thy word, through thy commandment, has made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. Don't you see? He wants us to keep the word, to ever be with us. He said to Martha, he said, Mary has taken to that thing that will not be taken away from her. That if you keep my word, my Father will love you. He will give you another comforter that will abide with you forever. What comforter? The Spirit of the Bible. He said, he will be with you. That he cannot be removed. And so because he cannot be removed, you cannot be removed. For you have kept the unremovable, the unchangeable, the word himself. He says he will shake heaven and the earth. And then there's only one that will be remaining, himself. He said, keep him. When you keep him, you will be remaining by him. That I've kept this ancient of days. So therefore, I am wiser than the wisest of men. And so he's saying that a word to the wise, take to him. He said, where is the wise among men? Where is the prudent? Where is he that think he is so clever? That God has made their wisdom useless. The Pharaoh thought he was wise. He has equipment. He has all weapons to fight. He says he is going to overtake the Israelites. He's going to deal with them in the Red Sea. That these people are foolish. They are entangled between the sea and himself. That they don't know the way. He didn't know that it's him that don't know the way. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There's a way that seems right unto men, but the end thereof are the ways of death. That this is the way of life. Which way? The way of his word. And then by that word, he opened the Red Sea for the Israelites to pass through. And the Pharaoh want to pass through that way, he perished. Where he said there's no way, he want to pass through it. He says that he is the way. What way? This Bible is the way to God. The way to be freed from danger. That nothing else can free us except his word. That the time is coming, nothing could free any man except this word of God. And so he says that I know, I understand. I don't need to fail before I know that that way is no way, the way of men. I have understanding more than the ancient because I took to the word of God. So I can see the end from the beginning. Because he knows the end from the beginning. And that he is telling us, look, there is an end. That end for man is destruction. For the old man. That flesh shall be destroyed one day. But there is one who will remain. His name is Jesus. He is the true Son of God. He is the Son of Man, whom God has given to us, that we should receive this new man. That this new man is a spirit, is the word of God. And that when we receive him, he will be in us, we will be in him, and then we have everlasting life. That the word of God is a house where you can live. You can live in him, he can live in you. It's wonderful. And that this word is all that God has. He is all that he's speaking to us. He says he is a living place. He is that living place of the Most High God. That to be wise, you take to this wise God. The proverb said, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. With all thy getting, get understanding. What is this wisdom? Look at the same Proverbs chapter 2, in verses 6 and 7. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. It says that the word that proceeded from the mouth of God is wisdom. The Lord giveth wisdom. And so he gave us wisdom through his word. Where is that wisdom? He said Christ is that wisdom. Who is Christ? The word of God. And that if you take to him, you are wise. You're not foolish. He said, you're a wise virgin. You belong to him. And that those wise virgins, they entered in. Say, when the bridegroom came and they were ready, they trimmed the lamp. It was shining. They had light. Jesus says, I am that light. What light? The word of God in the Bible. He said, the entrance of this word into you gives you light, gives you understanding. That this word of God is wisdom, a word from the invisible Father, from the loving Father to us. Take to it. Receive him. And don't look for another. That God is preaching his holy word to us in the Bible. He said we should believe on him. That we should honor him as we honor the Father that gave us this Bible. And that we should receive his Son. That every judgment, everything concerning us is committed to this holy Bible. And that if we continue in him, then we will abide in him. He will abide in us. He is that Savior that saves. He is that Redeemer that purchases us from the destruction that is to come. And then we are free indeed. And that's what he said to us. Is there any other word? No, he said a word. That he sent a word into Jacob. That don't think I came to remove that word, Jesus says. That think not that I come to destroy the law and the prophets. No, I have not come to destroy the law or the prophet. I have come to fulfill the word. That word that I gave to Moses, I came preaching it. That he is the Lord of all. That God has loaded him with power. He has anointed his word for our total freedom. That there's nothing the devil can do to you if you take to the word of God. He said, who is he that will harm you if you be a follower of he that is good? Who is good? The good word of God. There's nothing else good than God alone. And so he said, if we take to his word, that good thing would bring you to the goodness of God. That's why he said, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And then I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, said the psalmist. And so God is saying to us that don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, he shall reap. That God came to plant this word. He's a sower in our heart. The truth of this Bible. And that when we know that it is this word he's speaking of, this is his doctrine, this is every talk of God in the Bible. He's talking concerning his Son. Who is that Son of God? This word. Then we are wise. Because we take to it. That Jesus we say we believe in is this Bible. That Jesus we are waiting for, they say is going to rapture, is this Bible. How can you be waiting for rapture? Have you received this Jesus into your heart? Have you believed that it is this Bible? Or you think that it is Big Bang that started the creation? No, it is the word of God. He says that in these last days, he is speaking to us by his Son. That in the past, he was speaking to the fathers by the prophets, by the apostles. Then every word he spoke is written. And that is in these last days, he is speaking by this unchangeable, that the prophets died, the apostles died in the flesh. But that the word of God cannot be removed. And that this word of God is whom he has ordained to be the heir of all things. By whom he made the word. That the word did not start from Big Bang. It started from God speaking from his mouth. That everything we see that is physical or we can see with our eyes or with telescope or whatever. Started from the word. That this word of God is a being. He is a doer. And that this word is Christ. The spoken word of God is the very Christ, which he says by him God created everything, both visible and invisible, both thrones, dominion, power, principalities, if you like, search into space and look for more planets. He says he came by his word that we are living on earth by the word of God. God made it comfortable that when he speaks, it will melt an ice, that he's the one that gives us the right temperature that we have here, that we can live on this earth. That's why it's called the land of the living. That is the word of God that is making it possible for us to live here. And that word, he said, you know. Don't say who's going to bring him from heaven again. Or who's going to go to the deep and bring Christ again. Peter told Cornelius and his whole household. He said, that word, you know, that Bible. How God anointed him with the Holy Ghost and with power. You know, this word is the word of the Holy Ghost, that the eternal spirit movement to speak, that he is the son of the Holy Ghost, that this Bible is given birth to by the Holy Ghost. And that Holy Ghost cannot be removed, so you cannot remove this Bible, because they are one. Hallelujah. This word.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.